and welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is how to run coverage utility and review of common service problems. Today's presenter is Jason Liu. Jason is a Level 2 Technical Support Rep for Application and Integration Middleware, Technical Support and Customer Service in the Santa Teresa Lab, California. Jason joined Level 2 Technical Support in January 2001. His main role is supporting Debug Tool and Application Performance Analyzer for ZOS. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Jason. Sir, you may begin.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for taking the time to hear about coverage utility. Hopefully, after the presentation, you can pick it up quickly, start to use it, and get the benefit when you develop your programs. So, slide 2, please. Okay, in this presentation, we're going to give you an introduction of coverage utility tool, the entire process flow, how it works, and input-output files needed for each step to produce a final coverage report. We'll use a COBOL example, which we shipped in Debug Tool SAMP library to demonstrate, show you how to edit defaults, create your control file, how to run the setup, monitor, and report step. At the end, I will look at some common service problems I've seen so far, and finally, Q&A. Slide 3, please. Coverage utility measures code coverage for programs written in a high-level language, COBOL PO1, C, and even a low-level language, assembler, or high-level H-assembler. It enables you to run application programs in a test environment and retrieve information to determine which code statements have been executed and which have not. Slide 4. It has the following requirements. Coverage utility runs under MVS and uses ISPF services to display dialogues, produce the JCLs to run the coverage utility steps. As part of its input, it requires your compiler listing, the user program compiler listings that have been created by the compilers or assemblers that we support. Coverage utility use this statement to determine where to insert breakpoints. Coverage utility also requires the application program object modules or load modules as input because it creates copies of the modules with breakpoints inserted to them. Basically, we add SVC supervisor call instruction. So when you execute your program, coverage can get control and do its analysis. Slide 5. Here's the entire process flow diagram. So at the top, you see the user application program listings and load module or object modules as input to the setup process. Setup process will produce a breakpoint table information file called BRKTAP. It also insert breakpoints to the copied load module and then pass to the next process. Monitor process. monitor process uses the BRK tab file from setup process, and the modified object module or load modules. Then you run your user program. When it hits the breakpoint, monitor gets control, do its analysis statistics, then pass back to user program, continue until it hits the next breakpoint. Pass back to monitor, so back and forth until user program ended. Then we can stop the monitor, and it writes out a file called BRK out file and pass that to report process. Report process uses output file, BRK out file, and the user program compile listing plus the BRK tab data set from setup process produce the final either summary or annotated report. So that's the entire flow diagram. Slide 6. The running coverage utility consists of the following three steps. Setup basically prepares you to monitor programs. You have your compiled user program source listing. Generate coverage utility JCL by using ISPF dialog to edit the coverage utility control file. You can create a setup JCL to create the star monitor JCL and create a report, annotated report or summary report JCL. To edit your user link edit JCL to include the modified object modules or load modules. To edit your user program Go JCL to point to the modified load modules. So, slide 7. So again, to run setup, you need the source or compiler or assembler listing, the object modules or load modules, the user load module, object modules, and the setup will produce the modified or the instrumented object modules. You also create the break BRK tab dataset file required for the monitor program. Slide 8. To run the monitor execution process, first you need to run the setup JCL from setup. And then you run the linked edit JCL of your user program. Because setup JCL, once you run the setup JCL, your object modules have been created with the breakpoint inserted. So you need to relink your user program. And then you run the JCL to start the monitor session. Once monitor session is started, then you run your application using the load modules from setup until it's done. Then you stop the monitor session. Slide 9. So to run your program under coverage utility, you must first start a monitor session. Then you run your test case programs. As breakpoints are encountered, a monitor gets control, update the test the coverage statistics, and return control to your program. After your test case has completed, you stop the monitor session, and the results are written to the file, BRK, OUT file, so that it can pass through the report step. Slide 10. Report step. That's when we get the code coverage report. Coverage utility report programs use the results from the monitor to produce the summary report or annotated report. You can print a summary report of overall test case coverage and an annotated listing report for each module tested. Basically, you run the report JCL, which is an annotated report JCL, or the summary report JCL. You can also run the export utility to save the output in an XML format so that it can be used by other programs. Slide 11. So the coverage utility report programs use the results from the monitor and produce the summary report and annotated listing report. Again, to run the report, you need the BRK tab dataset from setup step and the BRK out dataset from monitor or execution step and the compile listing that you want to annotate. Slide 12. One note here, if you change your program, you need to rerun the repeat all the steps to create a new report. So that will pick up the updated compiler, seeing the breakpoints, that kind of stuff. Slide 13. Monitor coverage overview, the compilers and assemblers supported by coverage utility are listed here, COBOL, C, PO1, assembler, assembler H. This is all covered in a coverage utility user's guide. Actually, that's the only menu we published for coverage utility. Slide 14. I'm going to use a COBOL example that we shipped in debug to sample library. And you can find the members under sample library. The EQA CU1C is the coverage utility control file. EQA CU1GZ is the user program GoJCL to run your user program. EQA CU1LZ is the link edit JCL for the user program. And in this example, I use the Enterprise COBOL compiler. EQA CU1MC is the compiler JCL for the user program. And the next four, EQA CU1SA, SB, SCSD, are the COBOL programs. SA is the MEM program, or it's member COBOL 01A. COBOL 01B, 01C, 01D are the subprograms. Also, in the sample library, we also supplied PL1 and C and the assembler example. Slide 15. need to use certain compiler options so that you can use coverage utility. For COBOL or Enterprise, you need source, list, object, no optimize, no number, and live compiler options. For other compiler options needed for PL1, C, assembler, they're all covered in user's guide. Slide 16. So if your debug tool is installed in your ISPF environment, you can get to the screen from ISPF. If not, then you can also execute the EQA start from debug tool exec library. So you can see option 3 is code coverage. So if you select option 3, you get the code coverage main panel. Slide 17. This is the main panel of debug tool coverage utility. Basically, you go through option 0, 1, 2, 3 in the order. The first one, you have to edit the default. So we select option 0 to edit, to manipulate defaults. Slide 18, please. You can edit the default. You can also import or export from a data set that you saved. You can also reset defaults to installation defaults. Here we select edit, slide 19. There are four groups of defaults you need to enter. The one I showed here is general defaults. The others are setup defaults, monitor defaults, and report defaults. Under general default, you need to enter GHCL dataset name, the control file dataset name. For the other groups, enter the output file names for each group. So, for example, you enter a BRK tab file name for the setup. You enter BRK out file name for the monitor, and four file names for report group. Slide 20. You can also enter the exported XML dataset name. Like I put jsonl.sample.cop01.xml. Slide 21. Next one, we need to work with the control file, which is option 1. So select that. Slide 22. Control file, again, you can edit or you can reset to the installation default. Use program name for file name. I say yes here. So you can enter yes if you want to construct the dataset name from the default high qualifier, the specified program name, and the default low qualifier for each report dataset. The control file consists of a series of statements that specify information about the desired coverage. So the control file data frame name I entered here is UP01DTCU. Then you can specify 1 to edit that. Slide 23. Syntax of the control statements is documented in Coverage Utility User's Guide. For example, under default control statement, we need to specify the compile listing file name. If it's a COBOL program, specify COBOL, the member name. In this case, we have four COBOL programs. There's also a PL1 control statement for PL1 assembler for assembler program. Under defaults, you need to also specify your object data or object data set and the modified object data set name. In this case, it's sample.zep or bj. Slide 24. Next, we're going to do the setup. You first need to create a setup JCL. And then you run the setup JCL. So select option 2, hit enter. Get slide 25, please. Slide 25, you see the control file and the you need to specify the control file name, the JCL for the setup, setup JCL data set name. In this case, it's member as COB01. You also need to specify the output, which is DRK tab. Data set name. Specify option 1 to generate. Slide 26. You'll see it generates the setup JCL for you. You can edit that or if you want to change something. Setup JCL, we execute EQACU set program, which analyze your compile listing and create the BRK tab information. So you see the step EQACU set, we execute this program. We specify the POM1 is the name of your load module. P2 is the type of your listing. In this case, it's COBOL, so it's B. Then you have some other option like frequency mode, performance mode. That's also documented coverage utility. P3 is the listing. A compile listing data set name. P4 and P5 are the SVC instruction. You're going to insert it for breakpoints. The rest of the POMs are P6, national language. P7 is locale. P8 is line count. Slide 27. In the next step, we execute EQACU ZPT, which is copied your user load module or object module with the breakpoints. We need to do this for each of your program. So in this case, we're doing the COBOL 01 ABLE, the first main program first. 28. Then we do for the sub-programs, EQA, CUZ. Then do the EQA, CUZ for the COP01B program, slide 29. Because we need to analyze each listing and zap each module, so we need to execute EQA, CU set, and EQA, CU zapped for each program. Slide 30. And finally, we copy the BRK tab information to the BRK tab data set. Slide 31. So once the setup JCL is created, we can submit the setup JCL, which is SCOP 1. Once you submit the setup JCL, once it's done, then the zapped module is created. So we need to relink your user program. So we run the LCOP01 to relink your updated user load module, or object module. Here's the JCL for that. And notice that the specify object, which is the output from setup, the zap obj, and the linked load module will be a new library called runlib. Slide 32. So this is the diagram of start monitor session. Monitor program expands the breakpoint tab information produced from setup and accumulates data as the application program runs. When you run the EQACUOSP, the start monitor program, monitor writes the results to disk, and the diagram shows the coverage, utility execution flow. Setup, create the BRK tab, pass to monitor, and then you start monitor session, and then run your user program. When it hits a breakpoint, give back to monitor. And monitor does the statistic, returns to user program, continue till use program ends, then monitor writes out the BRK out data set, pass to a report. Slide 33. So we specify option 3, the start monitor, to create the JCL to start the monitor. Slide 34. Option 1, it will generate the JCL to start monitor. You need to supply the input file, which is the BRK tab data set from the setup process. You need to specify this star monitor JCL data set name. Here we have XCOP01. Slide 35. Hit enter and you can edit the created JCL. Here we again, we execute the program EQACUOCM to start the monitor session. Again, it has parameters to specify. P1 is the command name, which is start. P2 is the session ID. Usually it's your TSO ID. And rest of the prompts like setup. Slide 36. So once the star monitor JCL is created, then you can submit the job. So you start the monitor session. And then you remember the flow diagram, you need to run your user program. So submit Go JCL for the user program, which use relinked COBOL module, user modules, program modules. I look at the JCL, your Go JCL. Notice the step life is the run life, which is the relinked load module that has breakpoint inserted. Slide 37. So after we submit the user program and monitor session recording and phone writing the BRK out information. Until you stop the monitor. So to stop the monitor session, specify option 5. Slide 38. The option 2 is a stop monitor session. There are other commands that you can do while the monitor session is still running. You can display your compiler things, for example, you can display statistics. And all these commands can also be executed from a TSO command line. Slide 39. So for example, to stop the monitor, you can also execute member EQACUOSP from debug to SEQA exec library. To display the listings, you can execute EQACUOSL from SEQA exec library. Slide 40. So once we issue the stop to stop the monitor session, the monitor will write out the BRK out data set and pass to reports. So here we can select reports, option 4. Slide 41. Create reports. Option 1 is the summary report. Option 2 is the annotation, annotated report. Annotated report always includes a summary report. So let's take a look at the summary report first. So option 1, summary report, slide 42. First, we need to generate the report JCL. You need to supply the BRK tab file name, BRK out data set name from the monitor session, and supply the this report JCL data set name, ECOP01.
and then specify option 1 to generate. Hit enter. Slide 43. Before you hit enter, there's also you need to specify the report data set name. In this case, jsonl.sample.summary.cup01. So it knows where to write to. Slide 44. Then you can edit the report JCL. This is the summary report JCL. We execute EQA CU sum. Look at the TD name BRK tab. That's the input BRK tab data set. The next one, BRK out, we also need the BRK out file from the monitor session. Once it runs the EQACU summary report, it writes out the to the summary report, jsonl.sample.summary.cup1 in this case. Slide 45. So you submit that report JCL. This is the summary report. So look at the top, you have load module, in this case, COPO01, and under COP01, you have a listing name, COP01A, that's the main program. Under main program, you have a procedure, or we call it paragraph in COBOL. For example, PROG paragraphs. There are six statements total and executed six, so it's 100% covered. The next paragraph, PROGA, five statements, only executed four statements, percentage is 80% coverage. We list out the coverage for all the programs, and then the next session, the unexecuted code. So under our COP01 ABLE, the main program, 58, statement 58, not executed, 68 is not executed, etc. Slide 46. Continue the summary report. It talks about branches that have not gone both ways. So statement 56, up 01 April. When I go both ways. For example, if you have if else statement, the statement will not be executed at all because it doesn't go either way. Slide 47. Option 2, we're going to take a look at the annotation. Annotated report. So select option 2, hit enter. Slide 48, please. Again, you need to generate the JCL first. Supply the input files. This control file, data set name, breakpoint table, data set name, BRK out data set name. Specify this annotated report JCL data set name. In this case, our COP01. Slide 49. also need to specify the output annotation report data set name. Here you have type internal or external. Internal means the report contains information about each program area. External means the report contains information with all program areas combined. Here I specify internal. Specify option 1 to generate, hit enter. Slide 50. This is an annotated report JCL. We execute EQACU SOM, like the summary report, first to print out the summary report. And then we execute the EQACU RPT for each program to get annotated report for each program listing. If you look at the palm of the EQACU RPT step, we specify the annotation character, colon, not sign, greater than sign. I will explain the meaning of each later. You can also replace with your own. For example, you can put a question mark instead of colon here. Slide 51. Again, need to repeat to run EQACU CURPT for each listing. Finally, it puts all the output from EQACU RPT puts into the report, copy to the report. Slide 52. So to run that annotated report JCL, it creates that and look at it. The annotated report includes a summary report, as I mentioned, and we saw that earlier. I didn't include it here. I just put the compile listing with the annotation characters, the annotated part here. Versus your program area, your program listing. Slide 53. Here in the procedure division, you see the annotation character we put in the beginning of each statement. Colon here, colon means a non-branch instruction has executed. So all of these move statements will be executed. Slide 54. Statement 54 is an AND character. It means a conditional branch instruction has executed both ways. So this perform will perform the loop one, it will also fall through the next if statement. It will go both ways. 56 has a greater sign, greater than. That means a conditional branch instruction has branched but not fallen through. Statement 58, a not sign means an instruction hasn't executed. So perform proc A will not be executed at all. It's a redundant statement. from the report, you can go back and change your program. Statement 71, the V character means a conditional branch instruction has fallen through but not branched. So this if statement, then subtract 1 from TA palm 1 will not be executed at all. So that's the annotated report we just saw. Next one is if you want to create a HTML annotated listing, you can specify option 5. 556. Create a HTML annotated listing, you need to specify input file, which is the annotated report we just saw, and output the HTML data set. You also need to specify the highlighted color you want. Annotation characters. Slide 57. So hit enter, the HTML data set is created. You can download it to your workstation in text mode and then open with the browser. You'll see the HTML report here. It's similar. The first part is similar to the summary report, except it's kind of like a table. So the first part is the execution statistics. Top 01 able, the main program has 17 statements, executed 15. Coverage is 88%. Also shows you the branch statistics. Slide 58. Then unexecuted code, just like the summary report. Then the branches that have not gone both ways. Slide 59. Here you see the color highlighted for the annotation character. So it's, when you get the HTML report, you have the option to specify the color you want. Slide 60. Most common problem I saw so far are the FN7 Charlie 1, Reason Code 1. That happens when the listing that you use during setup doesn't match the code in the user module being tested. Or it could be you changed your program but did not rerun the setup step. Remember I said that you need to go through all the steps when you change your program. Or you did not relink your program with the modified object modules after you run the setup step. Remember setup, create the modified object modules. So you need to relink your program. Or a monitor session that matches the code in the module being tested is not running. These are the cause of the 7Charlie 1 event. 61 by 61. In summary, coverage low overhead for a test case coverage run. A coverage utility typically adds very little to the execution time of your program. It inserts SVC instructions into your application object modules as breakpoints, and then is given control by MVS when these SVCs are executed. Most breakpoints are removed after the first execution. The increase in test program execution time is minimal because of this technique. Secondly, it's easy to use. You can use ISPF panel-driven interface, like I showed before, to create JCL executing coverage utility programs. And coverage utility helps eliminate gaps in the test suite. Slide 62. For additional WebSphere product resources, you may want to check the following websites. Learn Access WebSphere Support Tech Exchange website, webcast. And you can look at or listen to the previously recorded presentations as well. You can discover the latest development in WebSphere technology. You can join the global WebSphere community and learn, get the demos and education stuff. And you can learn how to create a service request if you have a service problem. Finally, you can sign up the weekly technical My Notifications emails. That basically ends my presentation, so I'm going to pass back to David.
Thank you, Jason, for a great presentation. At this time, Marcella, we would like to open the lines for questions, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site by early next week. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Jason, for presenting today.
Thank you.
This does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation, and you may disconnect your lines at this time.